Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. In each episode of How to Matter, I suggest one tip you may find helpful as you pursue making a difference with people who make a difference to you. In this episode of How to Matter, I'm going to share with you a slightly edited vignette from The Frustration Factor, How to Manage People Who Drive You Up the Wall. Focus this time is on warriors, that special type of person, that special type of player who can absolutely, totally, and unequivocally drive us up the wall. Here's the vignette. It's about 3 minutes.
Brent Miller, Research and Development Manager of the CAG Corporation, is quietly confident. He makes a last-minute check of the cable connections and adjusts the focus on the projector. Today's presentation is clear, concise, and simple enough for an idiot, he thinks, as the lights dim. When the lights are back up, Brent confidently asks if there are any questions. Rhonda Simpson breaks the ice. That was good, Brent. I understand your data better than I did in January. For an uneasy moment, Brent wishes he could crawl into the woodwork and disappear. Rhonda is usually much more subtle with her little barbs. Brent is quickly past the urge to hide and ready to fight, if that is what Rhonda wants. He smiles and says, "Given your 20 years as a manager, Rhonda, I will take that as a compliment. Let the games begin." Rhonda bristles and is on the verge of responding to Brent's dig when Harold Steiner, production manager, jumps in. Somewhat more deliberately than Rhonda, Harold says, "I know you have only been with us for a year, Brent. There are a few things you seem to be still struggling with. You want $150,000 to, what did you call it, place two machines? What you want to do is spend $250,000 once you add the $100,000 you will need to support your test. Production keeps getting pushed to cut costs, and your boys in R&D want $100,000 here and $100,000 there. I know you want to be sure, but your price seems a little steep." More interrupting than responding to Harold, Brent asks, "How much can we handle for this test installation?" Harold imperceptibly tenses as he responds, "It's Mark's call, but as far as I'm concerned, R&D wants to push up the cost unnecessarily. We have two machines on the floor down below, and they work just fine." Rhonda smiles at Harold as he handles the new kid on the block and is quick to join sides against Brent. Rhonda looks at Brent and fixes him with her famous stare. She delivers her equally famous admonition as if to one of her subordinates. "It may be back to the drawing board, Brent." Rhonda expects Brent to back off, but he does not. Harold works with Brent on a couple other projects and also expects Brent to capitulate. Usually this is exactly what Brent's response is. After all, he is an engineer and not a conference room maneuverer. Not this time, though. This time no one is going to take advantage of his normally passive nature. "I'm going to push on this one. My recommendation is no machines get shipped until R&D is comfortable. That will be tough until I test two in the field. This one is not my call, but there is a real downside risk in any tendency to ignore the hard data."
On the surface, the conference may seem civil, but the battle is on. When Brent opens with a question, the response from both Rhonda and Harold certainly are not questions. They both come at Brent, barbs extended. As warriors, Harold and Rhonda are aggressive, insensitive, controlling, both rigid and inflexible. They certainly have their heels dug in. They aren't going to give anyone an inch over anything, especially not Brent. As one would expect from dyed-in-the-wool warriors, they intend to, at least try, to take control to take charge of everyone and everything. They may say the decision is not up to them, but they certainly behave as if it is. Brent is certainly trying to manage Rhonda and Harold, and I think we can say is giving it that old college try. Will he succeed? It depends on a couple of things, and that brings me to today's tip. As we saw with Brent, the first tendency when dealing with warriors is to fight or flee. Brent's first temptation was to flee. He vacillated and then was very tempted to fight, to engage the battle, so to speak. Doing either serves the warrior's game quite well. Instead, when dealing with warriors, we need to first understand that that discomfort, that anxiety, that internal conflict is indeed internal. It's inside of us. It is not between us and the warriors, and most definitely, it's not something on which we should act. We need to keep it internal, keep it contained. Our response has to be separated from our reaction to the situation. So the first step, take a deep breath and turn off the internal emotional turmoil. The next step, and clearly the most important step, is not to come to the bait. With warriors, it is never a negotiation. You can never appeal to their more reasonable side. You can never have a reasonable give-and-take conversation about whatever the issue is. You don't stand your ground either. That's pretty close to fighting. In the situation with Brent, a useful response from him, a helpful response might have been, "Harold, you're correct. That is a lot of money. It's going to cost a lot of money. I simply thought you might prefer that to dealing with irate, dissatisfied customers and the potential return of product you might experience if we don't do this." If you're prepared to handle the downside, the potential kickback from customers, then maybe skipping the test is okay. But you're right. The decision is not up to either of us. It's up to Mark. And I think he'll make the right decision. Make your point and clearly state why you think your point is correct. Having done that, disengage from the conversation. Don't say anything else. And by all means possible, restrain yourself from either fighting or fleeing. Explain the consequences of his or her position to the warrior and then get out of the fray. Remember that you can't win because the warrior will never quit fighting. The best you can do is to make your point and quit. Thanks for listening to this episode of How to Matter. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net, where you can find everything you need to know about getting in touch or subscribing to the podcast. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.